Wash University, I tell you what, you always hear one innovation after the other. So soon you're going to be hearing from Professor Johan van der Spay of Stellenbosch University Department of Mechanical and Electronic Engineering, or Mechatronic Engineering, actually. Now, we're constantly on the hunt. I'm sure you are as well, for renewable and clean energy sources. But these are no good if we end up using more crucial resources and water in trying to reach these particular goals, right? It's a bit like those balls that they had in the United States that they threw in a dam and they said, well, this will stop evaporation. And someone did the calculations on the amount of water used to actually produce those balls and said, well, there's a negative. Actually, if you have a look at the water used to actually produce these balls in the first place. Now, this is where an exciting new venture by Stellenbosch University comes in. They now boast the world's only large fan and cooling system test facility. This is at the Faculty of Engineering. And the aim is to find a way to decrease water and energy consumption in power plants while maintaining or even improving the net power input. Now, this would certainly be a blessing to the Western Cape and places like California, for example, where drought has certainly gripped hold of various places around the globe. To tell you more about how this is going to work and explain it to you in English, really, Professor Johan van der Spay, Associate Professor at the Department of Mechanical and Mechatronic Engineering at Stellenbosch University. Prof, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Morning, Kenya. How are you doing?
Ach, lekker. Lekker soos 'n cracker, soos hulle sê in Afrikaans. But, I'm doing very, very well. And it's always good to hear of innovations that will help us in the resources and saving of core resources sector. So tell us a little bit about this particular facility and what makes it so special.
Okay, Kenya. Yes. So the facility was constructed on the campus at Stellenbosch University. The construction of the facility was funded by the European Union, actually. And it's the research project under which it was funded is called the MinWater CSP project. And the purpose of the project is specifically to look at the reduction of water consumption of CSP plants, which is CSP stands for concentrated solar power.
Okay.
Yes. So it's not actually going to necessarily happen in the Western Cape because the solar resource in the Western Cape is actually not as high, but it will probably happen in the Northern Cape. So if you look at South Africa has got, I mean, if you compare it, looking depending on where which paper you read, between us and Chile, we have the highest solar resource in the world, and. The purpose of the facility is to test cooling system components for concentrated solar power plants.
Okay, so let's if you have some time, just to talk about the wastage when it comes to concentrated solar power. You're talking about the water usage there. Just give us a bit of an insight into that.
Okay, so the thing with CSP, you can have either. Oh, well, it's actually for any normal power plant.
Sure.
You can have a wet cooling system where you have – so when you generate power, you usually have a steam turbine.
Yes.
And that steam needs to be condensed back to water before it goes back into the cycle. And you can either use wet cooling to condense the steam or you can use dry cooling. Now, most of the CSP power plants actually running in Europe make use of wet cooling. There are one or two power plants in South Africa also, CSP plants, that make use of wet cooling. And this wet cool, when you have wet cooling system, it consumes enormous amount of water.
Sure.
When we talk of about 2,500 liters per megawatt hours that such a system consumes, where if you go dry cooling, you consume about 10% of that. It's significantly less. The problem with dry cooling, it's not as efficient as a wet cooling system.
Okay.
So the concept that we're actually investigating in this test facility is what we call a hybrid cooling system, where you can have the efficiency of a wet cooled system, but the reduced power consumption of a dry cooled system.
Okay, that makes
reduced water consumption. Yeah. So yes.
That makes a lot of sense. So at the cutting edge, as always, is Stellenbosch University. So Professor Johan van der Spay, thank you very much for your time. Thank